This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The front office, ownership, they have to do what's best for the team. I understand that, but I also know what I bring to a team. And I feel like I've proven that day in, day out. There hasn't been anything that they've asked me to do since they've been here that I have not done willingly, openly. That's what I'm supposed to do as a leader. But you would think when that is displayed consistently over years of time, then that would be, you know, honored and respected. And so, again, the toughest thing is just having to be in this limbo. But I haven't stopped working. You know, I work my tail off, and no dollar amount is going to change that. No dollar amount is going to make me work harder. That's not how I'm built.
Time's up. That is Washington Commanders receiver Terry McLaurin. We are in that time of year where a handful of players make a situation out of their contracts. Here's another guy with a contract, just like James Cook. We talked a lot about him yesterday. Appreciated the many calls I got about Cook. We're ready to find out, aren't we? What happens there, if anything? So yeah, like what? Do we have an inordinate number of players this year who are in these kind of more public contract disputes? I don't know. Maybe not. The one thing that's different this year is the second round pick thing. And that will be interesting to watch going forward. I don't have the strongest take on this, but in these kind of things where, what do we have? We have 32 second round picks and two, it's a Texans receiver, Higgins, and the Browns linebacker. The Browns also had an early second round pick where they picked Kinshon Judkins, but it isn't Judkins. It's a linebacker, and then it's this Texans receiver as well. They also had two second round. Well, maybe not. When was Jalen Noll picked? Maybe the third round? Anyway, two guys, as you may know, had their contracts fully guaranteed. And the rest of the league does not want to capitulate to that. And so nobody is signed. And the players are like, probably, like, why can't we get that? And I don't have the strongest take, but I like taking the players' side in these, in football at least, because the contracts are not guaranteed. Well, that's the point here, is that the two guys who signed, their contracts are guaranteed. First round picks. But here, no. Like, the NFL does not want to have to guarantee all the money to second round picks. Some of it is just because that's owners. And some of it is because maybe it's a little bit reasonable that not all these guys will deserve to make their teams. They almost always do. But it's not always because the player has demonstrated they should. It's just because it's already a second round pick investment. So I tend to think with this that the teams should, you know, give up the money, make the guarantees, and get these guys in. I wonder what will break it. I mean, it's 30 players, and second-round picks, while they're not first-round picks, they're important. TJ Sanders, I think, is important to the Bills for this season. And, you know, he's a, well, not, actually not that late, right? They traded up for him. So I think he's important. And are the Bills going to, really? Are the Bills going to be a team? See, I got to explain that. Are the Bills going to be a team that moves, like, front of the line to guarantee money to the second round pick? The Bills have deserved and gotten a lot of credit for their ability to get contracts done. We've had this conversation many times on the, you know, sort of on the side of the James Cook conversation. One reason why it might be worth discussing, notable, that Cook isn't done yet is because it's unusual for the Bills. Even this offseason, Bernard and Benford, like they got those deals done and not Cook. So they're a team that's established that they will work with you and they want to extend their good players. And I don't think Cook really is not one of them, you know? Sorry for the double negative, but I feel like it's notable that he isn't signed like this. But the difference in the other thing, the second round pick thing, I think it's that it's owners and it's the league. When it's owners, it's the league. We just had the collusion stuff a couple of weeks ago, and you know what happens in situations like this. I think the owners are standing on principle. It's not about whether they think Christian Benford is an elite cornerback. It's that, well, we don't want to be a part of breaking this unwritten rule that second-round picks don't get their contracts fully guaranteed. Terry Pegula, to me, seems like the farthest thing from an owner that would want to do that. Like, just sort of step out. Like, all right, well, I'll pay you this. He's in the club. He is so in the club. I don't know. I think somebody else, other owners are going to have to move first. That would be my guess. If it ends up that these players get guaranteed money. I mean, if some of these guys start to sign for the traditional second-round pick contract, then, you know, the Bills will fall in line and be happy about it. But I do not see Pegula as, okay, no biggie. Here's your guaranteed money. You know, you're probably worth it. We traded up for you. All the reasons why you would say it about the player, but not want to do it because it's breaking precedent here in this second-round pick context. So we'll see what happens there. But something's going to have to move on that because most of these owners are the same, and they will want no part of establishing a new precedent where second-round picks should expect guaranteed contracts. But two of them have gotten it, and I'm sure the rest of the owners are pretty displeased about that. There was another big Jets signing today with Sauce Gardner signing another extension, or I say another, Garrett Wilson yesterday. So another for the Jets for top money, new highest paid cornerback in the NFL. I don't know. I don't really feel like I need to be cynical about these, but it's funny a little bit when the Jets, for one team, like they're kind of a hilarious team, where they're signing the kind of contracts that really everybody would love in the middle of July, in the middle of the day, on a weekday in July, where like it's a little bit newsy.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season, because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
But it's just really the dead zone. It's almost like doing it on a Friday, any time of year where people are really not paying attention. It's never that with the NFL. People are watching and listening, but it's a little bit like Jets. I mean, let's talk about this first. If you wanted to sign Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner to record contracts or near record contracts, you know, let's make it sing. Let's do it. You know, when people are not comatose because it's so hot and they're not thinking about football for the 1 week of the year that they're not. Like, come on, Jets. Let's make it work a little bit better for you next time. Evan Silva was interesting on Xavier Worthy. You heard my point if you were listening to that conversation. It was odd last year with the Chiefs that Patrick Mahomes and Worthy were having for a while such a tough time clicking. And any rookie can be an adjustment for a quarterback or just like the route's a little bit different. I can't even imagine how fine the details have to be on these kind of downfield passes. The footwork and the precision that the receiver uses to get to the spot where the quarterback can then expect them to be and put the ball there. I mean, the precision just really kind of blows my mind. But last year with this team, for much of the season, you would see a highlight almost, it seemed like every week, where Mahomes would go deep for Worthy and the pass was like 3 yards out of bounds or just not even close. And, you know, why is that happening? It's hard to sort of assume Mahomes is at fault or Allen when it's him. Allen and Kincaid last year was a little bit this. Like, why are they so far off? I think, and I'm not, of course, the person to tell you. I feel like somebody with experience at this could really speak interestingly to this. Like, the precision of the footwork and the timing and the ball needs to be, you need to be right here because this is where the ball is going to be. Can you get there? Then you have the point of separation where the Bills struggled last year getting open. They have to, this is Kincaid, I mean, maybe quintessentially on that team, being able to separate, beat press coverage against a bigger, a linebacker even, or a safety, whoever it is, and so he can get to that spot. That might really be the big one when it comes to the point Brandon Bean made about strength for Kincaid. Like, can he win on the line of scrimmage against press coverage so that he can be in this little circle right here for Josh Allen to hit him? That was not good last year. And this is what Mahomes and Worthy looked like. I mean, very different player. But this is what that looked like for much of the season. By the end, we saw it in the AFC Championship and even in the Super Bowl, they did not have this problem. Worthy, I mean, damn, what did he go for in that game against the Bills? Just to rub it in. A rookie that had struggled to produce all season, much like their offense, then of course the Bills show up in the playoffs and it's whatever you want. I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster was getting off against the Bills in that game. It's just trolling at this point with Kansas City. 803-0550. Chris Trapasso will join me in about 20 minutes. We'll talk about the Bills draft and even maybe a little bit around the league, of course, but also what next year looks like. Why not? Chris will know. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.